This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. The host of the Midnight Special is our guest this afternoon. Rich Warren is here to talk about music and share some of the music that's captured his attention of late. You can hear Rich and the Midnight Special every Saturday afternoon here on AM 580. The show, featuring folk music with a sense of humor, begins at 2 p.m. here on WILL. And you can find more information about the Midnight Special on the show's website, www.midnightspecial.org. We'd like to hear from you this afternoon, dear listeners. Your questions and comments are invited. You can join us with a telephone call. If you're in the Champaign-Urbana area, the number is 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. If you're outside the Champaign-Urbana area, use our toll-free number. That number is 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. WILL. Welcome back. It's been a while. Good to see you.
It's a joy to be here, and I much prefer talking about music to antennas for high-definition television.
Okay.
So,
well, we're just talking about music this afternoon, and we'll leave that other topic for another day and another show. So here we are. We're in an election year. The war in Iraq continues. The economy is in turmoil. There are conflicts around the world. There's a good deal of interest in the environment. How are folk artists responding to all that's going on in the world today?
Well, there are more and more artists who are getting away from the navel-gazing love songs and getting involved with all these things you mentioned. So every CD that from talented artists has at least one or two songs about the social or economic situation or the environmental situation. Everybody's trying to, some artists try to capitalize on this, but they aren't very good, but others are creating some brilliant songs. And some artists are even going back to older songs and rewriting them for the present, which is very humorous when you know the original song and you hear the updated version and realize, gosh, some things haven't changed all that much, which is kind of scary. I haven't heard that many good, truly great political songs about either presidential candidate, nor did I bring any because of the problems that entails. But unfortunately, I haven't heard any pro-Obama songs, for example, that are worth playing. And then same, I haven't heard any pro or con songs about the other party. I haven't, you know, I don't like putting a candidate down just to put the candidate down. It's one thing to put the sitting president down, but in the election, you've got to write a darn good song before I'm going to play it. That's my attitude. It's got to be a really phenomenal song before it's worthy of airplay during an election season.
Okay. We've got a listener already waiting to talk with you, so let's go and take this call now. A listener in Champaign on line one. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. I really enjoy your show, Rich. I noticed though that your show is one of the few venues for the broad category of music that you play. I don't know if you want to categorize it or not, but except for the web and satellite radio, there just don't seem to be any venues. Is that my imagine, or is it so? And if you ever retire, you know, how are they going to keep the show going? I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, good questions.
Well, I'm looking for a protege. If you know anybody in his or her 20s or early 30s who would like to host a folk music program the rest of their lives and wants to live in or near Chicago, have them get in touch with me. There are other folk shows. There are probably 100 other folk shows in the U.S. and Canada. And I'd only say about maybe 10% of them cover the same range that the Midnight Special covers, including the occasional show tune and political satire and comedy, et cetera. I think the Midnight Special is one of the broadest ranging shows that still remains focused on folk music but still has a wider range than just folk. So, yeah, it concerns me. I do laud XM15, The Village, the satellite radio channel. Has a very broad format and plays a lot of different things. They don't include the comedy, but everything else. And, of course, they do air the Midnight Special as well. And, of course, the version of the Midnight Special you hear on WILL is slightly different than the one in Chicago. In Chicago, we're a little bit edgier, a little more controversial, because I don't think it's fair to ask an affiliate station to air some of the things we might air in Chicago, where WFMT has taken the full responsibility for what is played. So I am careful about the national program, and it's a little more diverse in Chicago and a little more edgy in some of the things I play.
Yeah, and the national program is not only heard on WILL, but public radio stations throughout the country.
Right. There's about 40 or 50 other stations, including Boston and other places that air it. And so one has to be careful, because WILL has fairly broad – this community has very broad taste. But when you go down and it's aired in Alabama and Arkansas and other places, you have to be a little more careful about local tastes and opinions, and I respect that. And so things that we easily play in Chicago or even in Champaign-Urbana, I just would feel very concerned about airing, and I have occasionally gotten in trouble with a Florida affiliate because people down in Florida just don't want to hear certain things. So,
different sensibilities.
Yeah.
I was looking at the website the other day, and it struck me that I was looking at where you can hear the program throughout the country, and Montana has about a gazillion stations that carry it. What's up? Why are some places just they have to have it, and other places it's a little more sparse?
Well, unlike Illinois, which has distinct public radio stations, in Montana it's basically one station and a dozen repeaters.
Ah, I gotcha.
So whatever the one main station airs, all the others air. They, I suppose, could opt out of it. Mostly they're just repeaters, though. So they sort of like the FM WILL here in Danville and Urbana, where they have a second transmitter. So Montana being a huge state with very small population, they need a single, you know, coverage. Where in a densely populated state like Illinois, then you have different, you know, every 100 miles is a different public radio station.
Yeah. Well, Montana's covered.
Yep. It sure is. And parts of Wyoming as well.
Let's take another call. A listener in Aurora. No, that person is not with us at the moment. Maybe they'll give us a call back. 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. That's 333-WILL. Toll-free, 800-222-9455, 800-222. Will. Our guest this afternoon here on the Afternoon Magazine, Rich Warren, host of the Midnight Special. Well, why don't we don't have anyone waiting for us at the moment on the telephone lines, so why don't we play something? We were talking about the political scene and that kind of thing. Did you bring something with us in that vein that you'd like to share with us?
Very topical, very recent. Back in the early 1980s, when the federal government bailed out the Chrysler Corporation, Tom Paxton wrote a very humorous song called I'm Changing My Name to Chrysler. And Tom is one of the best political satirists and humorists of the folk music world, and he remains that way. And of course, when the current bailout started picking up steam, he said, well, I need to revise this song. And we had a folk festival, a Midnight Special folk festival about 9 days ago, and Tom showed up and said, here's the new version of I'm Changing My Name to Chrysler, and it's called I'm Changing My Name to Fannie Mae.
Everybody and his uncle is in debt, and the bankers and the brokers are upset. Goldman Sachs's Merrill Lynch's saw themselves as lead pipe cinches. Now they've landed in the biggest screw-up yet. Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and all their kind have turned out to be the blind leading the blind. They are clearly the nitwittest in survival of the fittest. Let me modestly say I'm the mastermind. I am changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. Now that's when I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of the slime, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure was the only crime. If you really screwed things up, then you were through. Now, surprise, there is a different point of view. All that crazy Rudy tootin' and that golden parachutin' mean that someone's making millions, just not you. I am changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout, I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine. Oh, I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine.
Tom Paxton. Why? That's great. We need that, you know?
And he does it in such good taste, too. I mean, he doesn't go off the deep end with, you know, bad language or really insulting things. He just captures the nation's spirit with a great sense of humor.
Yeah. And really, we could use a little laughter at this point as far as that goes. Tom Paxton, has he recorded this? That was from a live concert.
Nope, he hasn't recorded it yet. I don't know if it's available on his website, which is tompaxton.com. He had just written it a couple of days before he performed it for us at our folk festival on September 29th, I guess it was. So it's brand new. And that concert, by the way, I thought I'd mention that Jay Pierce and I have agreed that the concert will be one of the premiums on the upcoming WILL fund drive during the midnight special. So you'll be able to pledge for that concert.
Oh, okay. That's going to do some big business for WILL. That's great. So I think that Tom Paxton, though, I think that he needs to get that recorded and in a hurry, because I could see that playing everywhere.
Well, he's very good at getting topical songs out quickly, so we'll see what happens, because he's had a lot of great topical songs over the years, and they just, even when the event recedes in the distance, the songs are still funny, which is the incredible thing about Tom's writing. So.
Yeah. You do lots of festivals and concerts in association with the Midnight Special and WFMT. I'm sure you've got some great stories you could tell us about some of these events and what takes place and what happens from, you know, something that would be amusing to something that would, you could tell us a story that where the audience was just really, I don't know, moved, taken in, just grabbed by a performer.
Yeah, in fact, the trouble is I've done so many of these that they all sort of run together, and I individual events. The performers are genuinely nice. I've never been a part of one of these events where we didn't have just great performers. They're always cooperative, professional. We tell them they have to finish at a certain time. They always hit the nail on the head. And the audiences, people come to me, the artists come to me and say, that audience, they're just so wonderful. I just could have sung all night. I, you know, they make the usual joke, well, I could take them on a tour bus with me, you know. folk music audiences, I think, are unique. They are different from many other audiences. I think they're much more passionate and expressive. And the artists are the same way. And there's a very fundamental give and take in the concerts, which I'm not sure you hear at a jazz concert and certainly not at a chamber music concert or a pop concert. And folk music has a certain intimacy because folk music really touches nerves. And the crowd that comes out to hear and see folk music is a little different than many concert audiences. And the artists relate to this, and the artists themselves are more accessible. You can go backstage and talk to the artists or, you know, get their autograph without any – every time we do an event, no matter how big the venue may be, the venue operators – are always surprised. They don't need security. They don't need to do all the stuff they normally do for a concert, whether it's a big classical concert or a rock and roll concert, because folkies are so well behaved. I mean, we had a big concert for 4 or 5 years. We in the city of Chicago did a folk festival in Grant Park in Chicago. And all those big music festivals, of course, have a lot of security, a lot of Chicago police. And by the second year, the police were coming up and saying, "This is we beg for this gig because all we do is sit here with our feet up and join the music. These people, they don't rush the stage. They don't do anything. They don't drink. What's with these people?" You know. And I said, "Well, they just come for the music." And The cops are saying, "This is wonderful. I wish all of our events could be the same way."
Yeah, let your hair down, kick back, and enjoy the music. Let's take another call now for Rich Warren, host of the Midnight Special, a listener in Urbana, on line one. Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi. I appreciate your program. I always listen to it, and I just wanted to ask. And I wanted to ask you about the new CD that Pete Seeger has put out. There was an excerpt from it on the Laris show, and just seeing him, I've gone to lots of hootenannies when we lived in New York, and it was just great to see his. It sort of picks up on what you were just saying about folk music, his posture, his enthusiasm, his commitment to ideals, and his, even though he doesn't sing as well anymore, when he played that banjo and stood there with, you know, flanked by these two other musicians, three others, actually. Have you heard the record?
In fact, we have it with us here. Maybe we'll play a short excerpt from it.
I think we will.
Yeah.
Pete is an amazing guy. I've got to know Pete over the years, and he's as sincere as can be. There's that wonderful movie documentary that ran on PBS not so long ago about Pete.
Yeah, twice I saw
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he admits he can't sing very well any longer, and he does get occasionally forgetful, but he's still out there chopping wood at his house. He's still physically fit as can be, and he's still enthused about the causes and willing to donate any amount of time or effort to the causes in which he believes, and that is a wonderful thing. And one thing I laud Pete about, too, is that when he realizes in the past that maybe things he did or said weren't entirely correct or whatever, he admits it. And that's a wonderful humility of this artist. Is he's a very wonderful human being. And I understand he was on Letterman a week ago. I managed to – was staying up for it and fell asleep. But I guess, you know, you get to be a certain age, you just don't make it past 10:30. But Pete is an incredible guy. This new CD – there's only about three or four tracks that Pete actually sings on. The rest are various choral groups and children, and a lot of it's narrative, Pete talking about things. It's a pretty fascinating CD. There's over an hour of material on it. But where he sings and what he says is typical Pete, and it just makes you proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, and he's still active. I think it's just great. Well, I think we ought to restore some of those hootenannies when the audience could sing along and feel good.
Well, some people are still doing that. That's what one of the things about people like Tom Paxton is that he encourages that sort of thing. We have a track here called False from True from this new Pete Seeger CD, and I think that he sings on this one, if I'm not mistaken. So why don't we take
that
a listen to part
nice.
Of it.
I'm glad you're doing this.
Okay. Thanks for the call this afternoon.
When my song turn to ashes on my tongue, when I look at the mirror and see I'm no longer young, then I got to start again the job of separating false from true. And then I know I need the love of you. When I found tarnish on some of my brightest dreams, when some folks I trusted turned out not quite what they seemed, then I got to start the job of separating false from true. Then once more I know I need the love of you. No song I can sing will make Governor Wallace change his mind. Can sing will take the gun from a hate-filled man. But I promise you, and you, brothers and sisters of every skin, I'll sing your story while I've breath within. To keep on keeping on, even when the sun goes down. We got to live, 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 till another day come round. Meanwhile, better start over, separating false from true. And more, I know I need the love of you.
False from True from the disc Pete Seeger at 89. I love the jazziness of that. You know, it's sweet and sassy, and he's got a lot still going for him, doesn't he?
That's the beauty of Pete. He's so eclectic. He doesn't believe there are boundaries in music. He would do a hip-hop album if he could do it. You know, he's of course a folk performer, but at the same time, he's very open-minded about musical forms and communication, and that's one of the things that makes him a joy.
Yeah. Well, you know, this gets us back to the idea of range. You know, folk encompasses so much music. There's old-time bluegrass, traditional folk rock, alt-country, jazz, I would say, is a folk music. Where are these genres heading today, and how do they draw from one another, or do they?
Well, they're all music in the pop world is interconnected. I actually was invited to be part of a forum for the Grammy Committee because they're trying to sort things out, like what's Americana, what's folk. They're having a heck of a time. What's traditional folk? They gave Bruce Springsteen an award for traditional folk, and a lot of people rebelled at that because the songs were traditional, but the treatment certainly wasn't. It was pop Bruce Springsteen in their novel way, and they are trying to figure out where these boundaries are and what the categories are. And there is an academic definition of folk music, and then there's sort of a mainstream definition of folk music. But it's a very broad field. I like Catholic small C folk music. My taste is I try to play a wide range in the Midnight Special. I don't like people who have narrow definitions. Yes, I love child ballads, which are the old 600, 800-year-old English mm-hmm. ballads. I love the songs from the Appalachians as defined by Gene Ritchie and that kind of performer. But I also like contemporary singer-songwriters. I like people who bring a little bit of jazz. Dave Van Ronk brought a lot of jazz into folk music. He wanted to be a jazz performer when he was young, and then he gravitated toward folk but brought those jazz influences with him. There are all kinds of – when you talk about jazz, you talk about the African-American influence and the blues, and blues are certainly folk music. And it all sort of intertwines, and you hear all these different styles. And I don't like this continuity – I mean this lack of diversity – in so many singer-songwriters who have this very fixed style that was begun in the 1960s and have stayed that way. Yeah, I like to hear people play simply with a guitar and express themselves, but I think there's a very wide variety of things to play. Otherwise, it just gets too deadly and too boring.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of collaborations like Alison Krauss and Robert Plant?
I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
As long as, I mean, there's talent behind it and it's innovative. And I may not put it on my iPod, mm-hmm. but I find it fascinating. I played two tracks from that album on the Midnight Special. It's great to play Pete Seeger and then go on to something that's totally different and yet related. And that's one of the joys of putting the show together. It may take me 8 hours to put a single program together, but I look for these kind of relationships of something that's very new, something that's very old, and yet they fit together like they were meant for each other. And that's a real joy when I can do that. That makes, I think, the Midnight Special unusual.
Yeah. Can you talk with us a little bit about that process of pulling a show together and the thinking that you do as you say, well, what do I want to do this week? And it's week after week. It's a big job.
Well, sometimes the first five songs take me 2 hours to figure out because I figure at the beginning of the program, I'm knocking on your front door and I'm saying, can I come in, please? And you're standing there saying, I've got a lot of things to do. I don't know if I can let you in. And I'm saying, oh, but I'm going to make this a really enjoyable experience. Just open the door. And that's, to me, the opening of the program is absolutely critical to entice the listener to keep the radio on, to turn the radio on, and stay for 2 or 3 hours. And I try to mix it up. I don't want to get too serious. If you weight it down with too heavy songs and, you know, very serious kind of things, or all love songs or whatever, it gets too monotonous. It doesn't stimulate people. The most important thing about radio, it's entertaining. Whether you're doing a good talk show like you always do where I tune in and I'm not only informed, but I'm entertained by what somebody with your talent is doing, asking the right questions and bringing the guest out. And the same thing's true with music is you have to entertain people. So if you're going to play a heavy song, you proceed it with a bit of comedy. It lowers people's defenses. I find comedy very good for relaxing people and lowering their mm-hmm. once they're laughing, then you put in the really serious song you want the message to get through. But you don't play five deadly serious songs in a row, at least not usually. And you mix in topical things. If something's happening in the world, like this bailout, I play songs about banks failing or bankers making off the loot, a comedy piece or whatever, so that there's some variety. And yes, there's always some topical mention in the program, whether it's I actually avoided playing the losing Chicago sports teams last week. I couldn't bear to do it. But if the teams are winning, we'll play a sports comedy piece every fall, or not every fall, but every other fall. There's a bit about the football coming back to the University of Chicago, which is hilarious because there's a school that did away with football for 30 years, and it's known for its intellect and academics. So I try to mix this up so people there's a constant flow throughout the program, and it always ends on a fairly spiritual or serious note of something I want people to take away from them at the end of the program, feeling uplifted yet enriched in some way. It's a very difficult task, and those 3 hours for the Chicago show can take me 8 hours to plan. I'm usually up till midnight the night before I record the program.
Yeah. It's interesting that, you know, you're letting the music and the themes speak for themselves. And I remember as a young reporter, Dan Simeone saying, let the story speak for itself. Don't hit people over the head with it. Let the people who you are highlighting in these actualities within the story, let them tell the story.
Absolutely. I just don't want to people don't tune in for the glory of my voice. They tune in for the music and the comedy. And I want to let that work. And I identify the artist, and I may make an occasional wisecrack, but I don't feel the need to talk. This is not about me. It's about the music. When I MC a concert, I'm very brief introducing the artist. It's not about me. It's about the artist, about the person you're about to hear who's sharing music with you. I'm just a facilitator. I'm there to make sure the music keeps coming and that you know a little bit about what you're about to hear or what you heard. And you can draw your own conclusions. When I fit stuff together, I don't have to talk about my politics. You can hear it from the music. And that's all that matters.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our guest this afternoon is the host of the Midnight Special, Rich Warren. You can hear Rich in the Midnight Special every Saturday afternoon here on AM 580. The show begins at 2 p.m. here on WILL. And you can find more information about the Midnight Special at www.midnightspecial.org. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, I invite you to join us this afternoon with your questions, comments. Join us with a phone call. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number. That number, 800-222-9455. 800-222-WILL. Well, why don't we play something else? What should we do next?
Well, I want to play something serious. I want to play something about the war. People seem to forget there are still two wars going on, one in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. And American soldiers are still coming back. I don't even talk about it, really. This song was actually written by Tom Waits and his songwriting partner, Kathleen Brennan. And it's from Linda Thompson's CD. Actually, Joan Baez just recorded this as well. But Linda Thompson really understands this song. And Linda Thompson only records one CD about every 10 years because she has a vocal problem where her vocal cords freeze up. So she can record one song and then has to wait 3 or 4 months to record another song. She's the former wife of Richard Thompson, the great musician and songwriter. But this song is absolutely devastating, and one of the reasons I wanted to play it, also it takes place in Illinois. It mentions Rockford, and I know Tom Waits isn't from these parts, so it's interesting. It must be based on some sort of true story, but it's just an amazing song. And are we ready to...
I think so. Are we ready? The title of the song is...
Day After Tomorrow.
Day After Tomorrow.
I got your letter today, and I miss you all so much here. I can't wait to see you all, and I'm counting the days, dear. I still believe that there's gold at the end of the world, and I'll come home to Illinois on the day after tomorrow. It's hard and it's cold here, and I'm tired of taking orders, and I miss old Rockford town up by the Wisconsin border. What I miss, you won't believe, shoveling snow and raking leaves, and my plane will touch down on the day after tomorrow. I close my eyes every night, and I dream that I can hold you. They fill us full of lies, everyone buys, about what it means to be a soldier. Don't know how I'm supposed to feel about all the blood that's been spilled. Will God on his throne get me back home on the day after tomorrow? You can't deny the other side. Don't want to die any more than we do. What I mean to say is, don't they pray to the same God that we do? Tell me, how does God choose? Whose prayers does he refuse? Who turns the key, who rolls the dice on the day after tomorrow? I am not fighting for justice. I'm not fighting for freedom. I'm just fighting for my life here and another day in this world, dear. I just do what I've been told. We're just the gravel on the road, and only the lucky ones come home on the day after tomorrow. And the summer, it too will fade, and with it brings the winter's frost here. And I know we too are made of all the things that we've lost here. I'll be 21 today, been saving all my pay, and my plane, it will touch down on the day after tomorrow.
Linda Thompson, Day After Tomorrow, from the CD Versatile Heart. It's a classic theme. I know I've read letters from soldiers, and I've read stories of soldiers, and I've talked with soldiers, and that's a pretty universal idea. It's, I want to get home, and I want my buddies to get home, the men and women I'm serving with.
And the other beauty of the song is a specificity as a song, talking about raking leaves and shoveling snow and the things we do in everyday life that become to mean something when you can't do them any longer, when you're far away, when you're in a place that you can't do what you've done all your life. And so I think it's a very well-written song by Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan. And this performance by Linda Thompson is so sensitive. As I said, Joan Baez recorded recently, and it's just not as sensitive and gripping as Linda Thompson's version. It always gets to me. You can hear it, kind of my voice a little breaking up here, because that song just, it just moves me so intensely.
Let's take another call. Listener in Urbana on line one. Good afternoon.
Hi. I don't have as much opportunity to listen to Midnight Special as I'd like to, and I need to get myself organized so I can hear it more. But one of the things I really like is that you've got the backup of the website, where if you hear a song you'd like to have for your own or my own, I can look at the website and track it down. I'm not always in a place where I can write down the name, but if I remember to look the next week, I can see the playlist and figure out which song it was. an example was Zoe Mulford's Traveling Moon CD. I heard you play, I think it was Life is Too Short to Fold Underwear.
One of my favorites, yes.
Yeah, and she's got a couple others on that CD. There's one about my Aunt Maxine, how she looks up to her Aunt Maxine, who fires up her credit card and heads down to Sears to get a bikini bathing suit and get herself back in shape. And I just, not all of them, some of them are contemplative, but I would never have discovered her if I hadn't heard her on your program. And thanks so much. There's some other ones I need to get going and on and track down. And now you can order CDs online. You can go to you have links to the artist's websites, and
right.
You can support them by buying a CD or two. Thanks so much.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Let's take another call, another listener in Urbana on line two. Hello.
Oh, good afternoon. Rich, you said earlier that you don't talk very much on your station because people tune in to hear the music. I think you talk quite a bit, and I don't mind that. I tune in to listen to you because I want to hear the comments that you make about things. I'm interested in your opinions, and I think if you just want to play the music, you could tune into some of these music stations or just fill up your iPod. I think that your personality and personalities of DJs and people who play music and comment on it is part of the reason that I and other listeners tune in.
Well, I'm flattered. I still think that my personality is most expressed in the order, the music I choose and the order in which I play it. And I still think the music is paramount to the experience of, or the comedy, or whatever we happen to be playing at any given moment. It's very important to me to keep my comments brief.
Well, that's very humble-sounding, but I think that it is important to hear what you have to say and others have to say. It's more than just the music. Also, another thing you said about Maria Muldaur, what you said about there are no CDs or anything out there about the election. I think Maria Muldaur has just done a CD called Change. I believe it's called Change. And it seemed like that had some pretty good things on that. What do you think about that CD?
I have not heard it because sometimes I believe her record label doesn't send us CDs, and I can't always run over to the local record shop and hunt them down. I do get an avalanche of CDs, sometimes 20 or more a week. And a lot of them are just, they claim to be political CDs, but they're pretty awful. I mean, just insulting a candidate or saying silly things or otherwise, you know, doing a pay-on to a candidate or a politician, I don't find effective. I want a well-written song. And the well-written song involves politics or personalities. That's great. Maria Muldaur is a particularly fine artist. I don't know the quality of the songs in the CD. And maybe I'll run out and try to get a hold of it. Because we do have a small budget for actually buying CDs when we don't get them as promotional copies. It's really hard to keep up with everything. I go to these Folk Alliance conferences around the country, just came back from one in Austin, and pick up 15 or 20 CDs at those events and just trying to listen to all of them and still listen to the programming I like on the WILL the rest of the time is difficult. So it's really sometimes hard to keep up.
I want to thank the listener for his call, and let's take another call before we're out of time here. A listener in Charleston, line four. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rich. Listen, I want to jump on this bandwagon. You got to come down to Champaign, Urbana more often and get this ego boost.
I actually live in Champaign, Urbana.
Well, all right. I'm not certain this is the place for requests, but something I have not heard in quite a long time is actually your theme song. I'd like to hear Lead Belly singing its Midnight Special, the whole version. Do you play that often? Am I just missing it?
About once a year we get the whole thing on.
Okay. I'll listen for that then.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call this afternoon. Well, we're running down on time, and I think we'd like to get one more tune in.
Yeah, this is once every 5 or 6 years I do a show of Desert Island favorites, and by accident I discovered this song. I was looking for a sequence, and this has been in our library for 5 or 6 years, and I discovered this song, and I think it's an absolutely remarkable song. It's by a man named Red Grammer, and it really describes things we don't expect in life are sometimes the greatest gifts.
Okay, and this is from the CD Soul Man in a Techno World, and the piece is called Strangely Wrapped Gift.
The day he left her, she couldn't speak. Stared out the window the better part of a week. She'd lived her life through him for such a long time. When she looked inside herself, she wasn't sure what she'd find. She had to open the door a little wider now. She had to dig a little deeper inside her somehow. She walked into the fire, alone and scared stiff. Now she says his leaving was a strangely wrapped gift. Little Jamie's body has never worked right. He's never had the peace of sleeping straight through the night. His parents get weary and his parents get worn. Still they always bless the day that little Jamie was born. He opens the door a little wider now. Lifts them up a little higher somehow. It may look to the world like a 24-hour shift, but his folks know life with James is just a strangely wrapped gift. What is it that we're really made of? How else will we ever know? Till the hand puts us in the fire, do we burn or do we glow. On my doorstep looks sad and forlorn. The wrapping paper's faded, it's all tattered and torn. For a moment I wonder what on earth it might be, till I see the tag and realize it's made out to me. It's gonna open the door a little wider now. Lift me up a little higher somehow. I used to run like the blazes, now I get the drift. Someone who loves me sent me a strangely wrapped gift. Someone who loves me, someone who really, really loves me, someone who loves me sent me a strangely wrapped gift.
Red Grammar, Soul Man in a Techno World is the name of the disc. The song we heard, Strangely Wrapped Gift. That's lovely. He has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, he does. He was with the Limelighters for a while, and that song really describes life so simply in just three verses.
Yeah. So we've kind of had a little bit of a theme going here the last the last three tunes that we played. We started off with Something Funny from Mr. Paxton, which is was just delightful. I'm changing my name to Fannie Mae, and it has been a wonderfully wrapped gift, your being here today.
A great pleasure. Great
Thanks
pleasure.
So much. Rich Warren is the host of the Midnight Special. It airs here on AM 580 every Saturday afternoon. It begins at 2 o'clock here on WILL. More information about the Midnight Special on the show's website, www.midnightspecial.org.